pregnant with your brother.
I went for an ultrasound, and in the ultrasound they found something, and it was that his kidneys were not
fully developed. So they kept doing, I had to keep going every week for an ultrasound so they could be checking up on him. I was about 5 months pregnant. Then after, we went to to the doctor that day. They sent me back home. Everything was good. I was due, and by this time I was like 7 months pregnant. So 3 weeks passed, and 3 weeks passed, and after that, he decided to come early. Not that early, but early. Then we went to the doctor, to the hospital, not the doctor. They sent me back home because I wasn't ready. So they told me I had to walk. But when I got home, it got worse. So I had to go back to the hospital, where in the hospital they made me walk the halls. And that was boring, but very painful. When it was time to have them, there was a lot of doctors in the room, nurses, everybody, like specialists. And he came out, he wasn't breathing. And he had the cord wrapped around his neck, the umbilical cord. He had swallowed his own poop because he had pooped in the water. So it was dangerous. He had all kinds of danger coming towards him. Then after, when he finally started crying and they put him in his little cart to weigh him and everything, they checked. Everything came out good. Later, he had jaundice. His kidneys were still not full as they were supposed to be. He went into the NICU, which is a neonatal intensive care unit. He was there for a few days. And then after a few days, that's when him and I were able to go home. And he came home. He has gone through a lot of doctor's appointments, checkups. A year ago, we went back to the doctor, Children's Hospital. They had checked him. Everything looked great. So there was no more poking him, doing anything to him that made him cry, scream, and also made me cry because it was sad to see him go through all that. But other than that, now your brother is good, active, driving us crazy.